Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Because we're givers, we're going to hook up the listeners right now on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. 10th caller gets a pair of lawn tickets to see Bare Naked Ladies live in concert July 2nd at Wolf Trap. Tickets are on sale now through wolftrap.org, or you can call 1-877-WOLF-TRAP, but win your way in all week long with 106.7 The Fan. Get your details at thefandc.com/contest. Those tickets are courtesy of Wolf Trap and Heidi, who works at Wolf Trap.
We love Heidi.
We do. So thank you.
By the way, we're wrong on the start time of the draft. It's 7.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, look at that.
So by the time they do a little hype, it'll be 7:20.
I love 7 p.m. start times.
That helps.
7 p.m. puck drops, 7 p.m. draft start times, 7 p.m. kickoffs. That is a perfect time for the jump.
We were talking about some of the kids that, you know, decided to jump after their freshman year, and that's what these kids do. I mean, if you look at the projected top 15 of the draft. I mean, you've got the international kid, the Doncic kid from Slovenia, who'll be picked in the top 5. But all the others, I mean, are pretty much freshmen, with the exception of maybe Bridges from Villanova, who's came out after his junior year. Maybe Jerome Robinson from BC, junior. But for the most part, it'll be a lot of freshmen. But, you know, a lot of these kids also are enticed, Eric, because of the two-way contracts that they've implemented. So if they go to the G League, I believe this is right, if they go to the G League and they are called up to the NBA, well, then all of a sudden their contract increases to would be an NBA level.
If they spend
a certain amount of days at the NBA level.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these kids will say, all right, if I go to the second round, all right, I'll play in the G League and then hopefully get called up and make more money.
Right.
So that, I'm sure that entices them, too.
It's a carrot that gets dangled for them.
Yeah, so that starts at 7 tonight.
Where are they saying Grayson Allen is going? Because I had seen him in early second-round projections.
The mock I'm looking at right now has him mocked 19th to Atlanta. But,
wow.
I mean, there are a billion mocks out there. So.
Wow. Okay, that makes more sense to me. Because when I saw him just a few days ago in the 30s, I thought, man, that guy's got a skill. Listen, I know he can't really break you down one-on-one, but he could stroke it. Played big games. All right, that makes more sense to me.
I'll give him a late first round.
That makes more sense to me. But they just base so much on projection, you know, that, I don't know, I think that's one of the reasons why the draft is such a crapshoot.
Yeah, we'll talk to Jerry Brewer in about 16 minutes or so about the what the Wizards will do. All right. All right. World Cup from yesterday. We've been talking about it. Cakes and I are like neck deep in it with wagers. Portugal, 3-1-0 games yesterday. Portugal beats Morocco.
So many squeakers.
I needed 2 goals, lost that bet. They scored in the first 4 minutes on a header by Ronaldo, but they couldn't score the rest of the game. But Uruguay and Spain both won. We had big parlays on those two teams. Uruguay and Spain. They were squeakers.
Mm-hmm. They were tight.
But at the end of the day, it's a win.
Yes, correct.
And that's all I care about.
Mm-hmm. That's what's important.
Cakes hit a big parlay. I had a pretty big parlay, not as big as his. And he still needs Brazil on Friday to win to complete a couple other parlays for him.
Need Brazil to come through, but they're the biggest favorite out of all the teams that I had parlayed.
Who do you like today? You said you want to have just, you're not going to bet 800 again. You're going to just put $25.
I consulted with Soccer Drab, and he loves draws more than anybody else on the planet. So he told me to do a light play on the draw in Australia versus France, Denmark. Which is the 8 a.m. game.
Bet a draw?
I'm betting a draw.
I know. It's not sexy.
But you're getting good odds on it.
I know. You're all about getting good odds. You're 1 for 1,000.
What are you talking about? I hit the draws all the time because nobody else bets them.
AWOD said these
games have ended in draws.
AWOD told me to take Denmark.
Because they have one player that he's heard of,
right.
And so he picks that team.
Don't jump down my throat.
Do you think your soccer knowledge is greater than Adam's?
Adam knows one thing, and that's the Premier League. He doesn't know anything outside of that.
Drab, you want to tell the real reason why you're rooting for Australia? Because they have a guy named Cahill.
Yeah, I like Tim Cahill.
Are you doing a bit?
Because your third cousin plays for him?
Do you really?
Did I just bet on a draw because you have an extended relative that lives down under? Is that what just happened?
I like Tim Cahill. That's not why they're going to have a draw, though.
Damn it.
Oh, my God.
By the way, Denmark is Denmark's plus 105 to win. Australia's plus 295 to win. I'm just going to roll Denmark. F it.
If it's a draw, it's a draw.
I'm just going light.
$25. Because I just can't handle the stress of yesterday.
I just hate the idea of just trying. You want to talk about middling it. Just trying betting a draw? It's insane.
I will never do that.
Cakes, what was your setup like yesterday? Were you just watching it by yourself in the...
I was kind of running around, so it was tough. My daughter had a dentist appointment, so I was.
Oh, you're on your phone checking.
She was in the dentist chair, and I was sitting 3 feet away from her, and I had my legs crossed, and I had my phone right here.
Yeah.
And I'm watching Iran about to put a header past the Spanish goalkeeper.
How did you have the coverage on your phone?
Streaming it, baby.
Right, but what, like a Fox app or something?
Yep.
Or a World Cup app?
Yep.
You stream all the games?
Yes, Ricky.
And you don't have to pay for it. It's free.
Of course it's free. Boy, doesn't pay for streaming.
Streaming, I have to say, the streaming quality has gotten so good. You know, when we're watching the U.S. Open, it's flawless. There's no lag or anything. It's amazing.
You're right. I had it on the old 65-incher. No streaming
old
on the
school.
Phone.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, the other games today, France is at 11. They play Purdue. And France is minus 170. The Boilermakers are plus 520.
And you mean Peru.
Oh,
you're
that's
saying
right.
Purdue.
Okay.
Isaac Haas is in goal.
France. I've got France and Brazil in a parlay.
I know nothing about Peru, but I think my tingle play would be play Peru plus whatever.
Plus a goal?
Plus a goal.
Okay.
Peru plus a goal, Ricky. That's your move.
And then the 2 o'clock game, Argentina and Croatia. Argentina's plus 110. Croatia's plus 285. The draw is plus 235. The total is 2 in that game. All the totals are 2. Well, actually, no. France and Peru is 2.5. The other two games are 2. So those are your games on a Thursday.
Games are too tight today. I thought yesterday was going to be a bunch of blowouts. I think you're going to have a bunch of 1-0s or 1-1s today. Hopefully, it could be a drab like draw day.
Can't believe the World Cup. Can't believe you're betting the draw. I hate that bet.
It's over $25.
Oh, I hate losing any money.
It's not your money.
Yeah, I know.
You shouldn't care. Right?
It's your money.
So
you
someone scores, for it. You're going to be in a panic.
No, because it's $25. Yeah. Yesterday, I had a lot more than that riding, and I was borderline panicked. Today, I won't be panicked.
No. If he's going to hit it, he's got to hit the 1-1 because the games aren't ending 0-0.
Right. That's what I need.
There hasn't been a 0-0 game yet, I don't believe. He's going to have to hit the 1-1.
I believe the deuce.
Okay, that's fine, but it's harder to get the 4 goals.
I'm just saying, as soon as a goal scored on either side, you're behind the bet.
Correct.
Yeah, but I think Cakes is going to watch it unfold, I guess. You know, he's not going to like be on the edge of his seat
$25. I won't be riveted to it.
But one way you could look at it, Eric, though, if he picks Denmark and Australia scores, then he's 2 goals behind. So it's not that bad.
True.
Plus, I get paid over 2.5 to 1 if it hits. Drab.
All right, we'll see. All right, so the...
Or if Australia scores first and Denmark's the favorite, you know, you kind of expect Denmark to score and tie it up.
There's a reason why the odds are so good.
I understand.
It's unlikely to hit.
I know. I get it. Yeah. I've got a little bit of drabby in me, apparently. Yeah.
He's
I like graspers.
It's a sucker bet, but I hope you hit it. I hope you hit it.
Look, you're talking to the guy who's, when I'm in Vegas playing 3-card poker, I always put money on the sucker bet.
Right.
Always.
I know.
I know it's a sucker bet, but I still do it. Because I guess I'm a sucker.
Right. It's the same same reason people put money on the lucky ladies circle on the blackjack table.
Same deal.
They just want to get hooked.
Yep.
Sucker bet.
Right.
Nats Orioles last night. Almost a 3-hour rain delay. Mark Trumbo hit a 2-run jack
this
earlier
is Matt
in the
Valdez.
Game to give the Orioles a 2-0 game to go on to win 3-zippy.
How'd that over treat you, Valdez? Over 9 runs.
Over 9 did not hit. Over 9 did not hit.
No.
And Bryce Harper goes over. So Bryce Harper is now 1-for-8 in the series. His average is down to 209. He's 8-for-60 in the month of June.
Once they restarted, they actually played a full 9 innings, right? Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Didn't end until
12:30.
Oh, my God. Brutal. There probably been 50 people in the stands.
The Nats had 5 hits. They couldn't hit Cashner or the bullpen.
Right.
So tonight you got Max Scherzer going against Kevin Gausman. So I need Bryce to go 3-for-4. Then
probably dicey. When's the last time you went 3 for 4? Get a 3-hit game.
Oh, jeez.
You have to go back to the game
log. I'll go through the game log. I'll see if I can find it.
Oh, that's probably, I don't know, last year?
He had 3 hits April 8th. He actually, it's kind of lost on us. He actually started out pretty good. I mean, by April 10th, you know, he played 10, 12 games in. He was hitting 316. April 16th, he was still hitting 315. He didn't really start. The slide started happening late in April when it just started dipping. And I don't know what triggered it.
Well, I needed him to go off tonight. You
know what it might be? Stanley Cup final hangover.
He's still not over
the fact that Vegas Golden Knights got punked by the Capitals in the final. Maybe that's it.
Cakes, the swoon started. The swoon started in late April.
Yeah, but this is extending it. The fact that his team lost in the Stanley Cup final. I don't think it's a terrible theory.
All right, real quick. By the way, the Nats still trail the Braves by 3.5. The Phillies won yesterday. They beat the Cardinals 4-3, so they're also 3.5 back. So you've got the Braves up top, and then Phillies, Nats, both 3.5 back. Elsewhere in baseball, Braves lost to Toronto 5-4. The Yankees have a 2-game lead over the Red Sox in the AL East. They came back and beat the Seattle Mariners. Mariners had a 5-3 lead in the 8th, couldn't hold it. Stanton hit a home run in a walk-off in the 9th. They win that game 7-5. Twins beat the Red Sox 4-1. And the Astros beat the Rays 5-1. The Astros have won, I believe, 13 of their last 14.
Ooh.
And Altuve hit a home run. He's hitting 347. Kid 5'6" and just rakes it.
He's a monster.
Speaking of the NHL, they did have the awards last night. That was in Vegas, correct?
Yeah. It was in Vegas. At the Hard Rock, I believe.
At the Hard Rock?
Yep.
Is the Hard Rock being sold?
I don't know.
Changing name? I think it is.
I'm not sure.
I think it's been bought out or something like that, yeah.
Well, Taylor Hall of the Devils edged out Nate McKinnon of the Avalanche for the Hart Trophy. So that's the NHL's version of the MVP.
By the way, Ovi came in 9th. I think that's preposterous. But you know what? I don't care. The Caps won the ultimate prize.
He won by fewer than 100 votes. That was the closest margin since 12-13 when Ovi beat Sidney Crosby by about 40 votes. Coach of the Year goes to Gerard Gallant of the Las Vegas Golden Knights. That's the Jack Adams Award. George McPhee won the NHL GM of the Year Award. I guess no shocker there. William Karlsson won the Lady Bing Trophy, also of the Golden Knights. That's for gentleman play. Derek England of Vegas won the Mark Messier Leadership Award.
Unbelievable.
They just cleaned up.
They
took care of business at the awards.
Kofi got the Rocket Richard, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I believe it's his 7th in his career.
Victor Hedman won the Norris Trophy. That's the NHL's top defenseman.
Well, that's another team the Caps beat on the way to the Cup.
And Connor McDavid of the Oilers won the Ted Lindsay Award for the most outstanding player. It's voted on by the Players Association. So, we had the award.
Did you mention the Vezina? Did you mention
it? Oh, I'm sorry. That was that Pecorini?
Did he win it?
I think he won it. Yeah, he won it. He won the Vezina. Nashville's Pecorini.
Yep.
There you go. And, of course, we're going to talk NBA draft with both Jerry Brewer coming up next and with John Rothstein.
And the NBA draft tonight at 7 p.m.
You don't want to miss that.
But Jerry Brewer coming up next from the Washington Post here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Remember, at 9 a.m., we'll be joined in studio by Michael Jenkins and Travis Thomas, the hosts of DC Sports Live, a new show on NBC Sports Washington. Looking forward to the fellas sitting in with us. But right now, we're happy to be joined on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline by Jerry Brewer, Washington Post columnist. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerry Brewer. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, Jerry, are you up in Brooklyn? Are you going to be at the draft tonight live?
No, I will be live at Capital One Arena later.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Almost champions, you know.
Yeah, it is.
That's right. That's
it
right.
is. Very exciting time.
By the way, I saw that they're going to raise the banner. They're not raising the banner against Pittsburgh. They're going to raise it against the Bruins.
And then they play Pittsburgh on the road the following night.
Yeah, okay. I know that we wanted them to raise the banner against Pittsburgh.
It would have been nice.
Yeah,
because
that's what they did to us.
Is that the opener?
Or? Yes.
Yeah, it's the
home opener.
Yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha. All right, so Jerry, I'm reading your column this morning, and, you know, it's a shame. I don't want to do like an old man bit here, but the NBA draft isn't what it used to be for us. We used to get so excited. It was almost like a national holiday. But it's getting harder and harder to follow these guys. They come from everywhere. This year, not as many Europeans, it doesn't seem to be. But you talk about how important this is to the organization, and I would agree. The only problem, Jerry, from my perspective is, you know, we're already hearing reports that they'd like to trade their pick to get some cap relief. In years past, they've sold their picks. Why does this team seem to not value anything short of a lottery pick?
Well, I think it's not necessarily not value. I think there's a couple things. Reality of the draft a lot of times is, when you're picking post-lottery, you're hit or miss.
For sure.
They have missed quite a bit, and I think they said in certain situations, if it's not a draft where we feel like we absolutely can get a player who can help us, we'd rather get, you know, a young veteran, you know, a guy like a Markieff Morris was when he came here, 26, 27 years old, who gives us something that we know we absolutely need. So there's some mentality there. I think there's a little bit of you look at their roster and you see five players on the team are making $100 million next year. If you keep it as is, you're going to have to change up that mix somehow. And if you could, you know, if somebody is willing to take on a Marcin Gortat contract, give you some young big that they've given up on, but that you like, that's not necessarily a bad deal in their situation. But I'll go back to, you know, for someone who is looking at it just purely from what you can get in this draft, in that perspective, I think that this draft, the number 15 pick, is going to be a lot more valuable than it is in drafts before. I think that, and you look at the way the draft is going to fall with some guys who are incredible athletes, but maybe not great basketball players at this point. Zaire Smith from Texas Tech being one of them. I think Lonnie Walker from Miami, another who's a hot name. There are a couple of guys who are legitimate lottery picks who just don't necessarily wow you, but are better basketball players who could fall to 15. And if that happens, you could be looking at, you know, a situation in which you get a guy who is a significant piece that you ordinarily would have to be in the top 10 to get. I think if that scenario plays out for the Wizards, there's no way they're going to give up that pick.
Jerry, has the paradigm shifted somewhat on dealing guys with expiring contracts? I always thought that GMs waited until the year that the contract, the last year of the deal, to trade them like right before the NBA trade deadline. Is it now moving into the summer before the expiring deal if they're trying to move guys like Markieff and Marcin Gortat possibly tonight?
Yeah, I think, you know, and it's a different environment. You know, a lot of teams, the Wizards being one of them, really messed up when the cap spiked in 2016. And you paid, you know, you thought like, this is the new reality. We have to pay a Jan Mahimi $16 million a year. And it turns out that the cap didn't keep spiking. And so now that $16 million a year deal looks as foolish as we thought it was. So I think a lot of teams are in a situation now where so many teams are pushing the luxury tax, they're over the cap, and they're looking for relief in some way, either relief this year or, if you kind of look at the Brooklyn-Charlotte deal for Dwight Howard, you know, that was kind of a mutual thing. Like Charlotte needed to get away from the luxury tax now, and Brooklyn is trying to create cap space for next season to possibly have a couple of max slots. So that's why they were willing to take on Dwight Howard. So there's a lot of weird economics from teams, and there's a lot of you'll find out this summer there are going to be a lot of players who should be worth more who don't get the contracts that they want because teams spent to the cap in 2016 and created a mess like the Wizards have, which is, you know, they're already with 10 players guaranteed on the roster, they're already pushing the projected luxury tax. So a lot of teams are going to want to do whatever they can just to get that down, whether it be an expiring contract or not.
Who's the one player right now that if he slipped to 15, they absolutely would not trade it?
Oh, I think there's a couple. I think Robert Williams, you know, being a rim runner, you know, a guy who can run with John Wall and finish above the rim, who can block shots, a guy who could should be a starting center for a long time in the NBA eventually. I think if he's there, they absolutely do it. I think, you know, I mentioned him earlier. He's more athlete than basketball player, but he's a high character guy. Lonnie Walker from Miami.
Yeah, he's good.
Especially because Ernie Grunfeld and Jim Larrañaga know each other so well. If he is there, even though he's, you know, a guard, I think they would absolutely keep the pick and take him. So I think those are a couple of guys who kind of fall into that category. And then there's a host of, when you look at like who is potentially available, who should be there, there's a host of guys, you know, whether it be Dante DiVincenzo, Aaron Holiday, guys like that, Troy Brown Jr., that you have to say, you know, this guy could really help us. And the good thing is, because we're in positionless basketball, you shouldn't really be a prisoner of need. I do think their biggest need is a young big.
Right.
But I do think you can work around it. You know, if a kid like Kevin Knox from Kentucky, you know, one of the youngest players in the draft, 6'9", projects as a stretch four who can probably even handle the ball a little bit. If he is there, like, even though you really need a big man, you know, having a guy who could be the power forward of the future for you, that's a guy that you're going to take and not complain about.
Yeah, you got to take Knox. I can't imagine Knox slips to 15, but I could be wrong. It seems like
that's the thing. Somebody has to slip. You know, everybody's talking about, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Lonnie Walker, Zaire Smith, Miles Bridges, Kevin Knox. One of those guys has to be available at 15 when you start doing the math.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, the Lonnie Walkers and the DiVincenzos and the Rob Willies, I can see them going. I just can't imagine Knox slipping. And Gilgeous-Alexander is 6'6", 6'7", and runs the point. He's probably going to be gone. They don't really need him.
Yeah, I think the Clippers will take him at 12 or 13.
So I wanted to ask you about, it seems like the strength outside of the top of the draft with Ayton and Bagley and Bamba, the strength of the draft seems to be that shooting guard / small forward position.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of shooting guards that can go in the top 20.
Yes, you know, we haven't even talked about, you know, Kevin Herter of Maryland, who looks like he's absolutely a guy who's going to go 15 to 20. You know, as you read the draft and you look at it, you say, you know, why would the Wizards, who have, you know, Bradley Beal, even Thomas Sadoransky, you've got Kelly Oubre, Otto Porter Jr., why would you get another wing type? Well, I think number one, because that's the way the league is. You know, teams want to play smaller and they want to have that versatility, and adding another wing is not a big issue. I think also when you look at this team and you take a hard look and you say, how do you balance out this roster? A lot of different things could be in play. You might have to deal Kelly Oubre to balance out the roster, to trade Gortat or somebody. You absolutely, you know, somebody is looking and saying, I want Otto Porter because he is, you know, such an effective role player. I think he'd fit better on our team. I think the Wizards look at that and say, you know, as much as we like him, you know, I mean, the guy's the highest paid player on the team, and he's a max guy, and he didn't you know, have a max performance for us last year. And we got three more years of him at a max number. You know, if you can swing the right deal, I think you potentially would do that. And then what are you looking for? You'd be starting Oubre, and you would need a wing to come off the bench. So I think, as we saw in the playoffs, you know, as Otto was hurt late in that series against Toronto, you had Oubre starting, and you really had no backup three-man that you really liked. So that tells you, you know, the roster needs another young guy in that 6'5 to 6'8 range who can play.
Is there any chance the Wiz could be involved in a blockbuster? Can they weasel their way into the Kawhi Leonard sweepstakes tonight? Is there any chance that could happen?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, if it winds up becoming an exotic three or four team trade, I think they could be, you know, a team that moves a piece for somebody and get something in return. But I don't see a scenario in which, you know, they absolutely could get a star who makes, you know, Wall and Beal and this guy a big three. I just don't see how that could happen. But like I said, once again, because of the way finances are in the NBA, trades are going to have to be especially exotic. And you have to use your imagination and your cap guys. And whatever happens is likely going to be something that we couldn't dream up on paper. Because it's so complicated.
I heard this morning that the Knicks are really interested in moving up from 9 to 4. Memphis has the 4 spot right now, and I don't know if that means they really like Michael Porter or maybe Jaren Jackson Jr. But that's just the rumor. I'm not sure if it's going to happen. But the unknowns to me, Jerry, seem to be Michael Porter, Trae Young, and then possibly Sexton out of Alabama, because, you know, Young and Sexton are smaller. They're electrifying, but they're smaller. And then Porter has, of course, the back injury issue and didn't work out for a lot of teams, but still a lot of upside. What do you see happening there, you know, in that 4-5 range and beyond with those players?
Yeah, it's interesting because Memphis really wants to get rid of Chandler Parsons' contract, which has taken on almost $50 million for 2 years. And so they're a team that, you know, if the Knicks wanted to do something there, they could possibly do that. There's rumors that the Celtics, possibly from Mo Bamba, would like to get up into the 4 range. They have Sacramento's pick next year. That's something that they could do there. It ultimately, you know, the draft really starts at number 2, and it's, what is exactly Sacramento going to do? It seems like they're choosing between Bagley and Luka Doncic. Let's say they take Bagley, okay? And let's say Atlanta does not take Luka Doncic. Then the number 4 pick to get Luka becomes an incredibly valuable asset. And some team is probably going to move heaven and earth to trade that, to trade up for that, if Memphis is willing to give it up. I think Trae Young and Colin Sexton, one of those guys is going to go 6. The Orlando Magic have a terrible point guard situation. Why would you not take a player as dynamic as Trae Young or just as explosive and as athletic as Colin Sexton? Mm-hmm. So I think one of those guys is off the board there. I think there's almost no way that Michael Porter slips below 8 unless there's just something that we haven't heard about his medical reports. And so then it gets really interesting. I think that, you know, as this sort of top 8 is as we have it, there has to be one of those guys who might go a little bit lower than projected. And I'm interested to see who that is, whether it's, you know, Jaren Jackson or whoever. Just something crazy might happen in the draft so that one of those premium picks, you know, is available at 10 or 11 or 12.
Hey, real quick, moving away from the draft, what is your thoughts on what LeBron might do? Do you think LeBron will join a super team or create another one or stay in Cleveland?
I think that LeBron wants to stay in Cleveland, but knows that if he wants to chase another championship, he has to go elsewhere. And my opinion is that, his wife will not allow him to go to some new market. Mm. So I think that L.A. is his choice. Mm. They've got two homes in L.A. They know L.A. well. And it wouldn't be as crazy an adjustment as, say, Houston.
Right.
And so I think LeBron is pretty locked in with L.A. But I will say this, if the Cavs could pull off some kind of miracle, whether, you know, it be Kawhi for whatever reason, I think LeBron is still looking at a reason to just stay where he is.
Right.
So, but I do think it's going to come down to Cleveland and L.A. And the Lakers just have so much opportunity, so much newness, and there wouldn't be sort of that conflict that LeBron constantly has with Dan Gilbert in L.A.
Man, can you imagine the West with Golden State, L.A. with LeBron, and then Houston?
Right.
Man, that would be murderous.
And he won't suffer the backlash because he brought a championship there? Fans will give him a pass?
Lakers fans are the craziest fans in the NBA. So, you know, there's some Lakers fans that just won't accept that LeBron is better than Kobe. And so they'll be particularly harsh about him.
No, but what about in Cleveland?
He's talking about the
Cleveland
fans.
I'm talking about Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know, haven't been and covered the finals and talked to a lot of Cleveland fans. Of course they're going to be disappointed and upset. But I think they know the situation that the Cavs are in. And as long as LeBron handles it in an anti-the-decision way, I think they're just willing, they'll just accept it because he did break the curse. He delivered a championship. He gave Cleveland his all the past 4 years and maybe lifted them further than they should go, especially this past year. So I think they're okay if LeBron feels like, I need to leave and be a basketball mercenary.
Jerry, thanks as always for the time. It's Jerry Brewer from the Washington Post. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Jerry Brewer. We'll talk to you again soon.
Great stuff. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.
No problem.
And his latest column is for the Wizards. One good draft could be the difference between stagnancy and fresh air. Speaking of stagnant, the phone lines are stagnant on Open Line Thursday. What are we doing?
Let's get into it.
JP last week set the bar at 15. I said we'd go under. I think we hit 12.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the over-under today at 6.
800-636-1067
just killing us.
Is the number on an Open Line Thursday. You can talk about the Nats getting shut out at home by the Orioles. You can talk about the World Cup. Game one today starts in just about 20 minutes. You can talk about the NBA draft. 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next. Just a friendly reminder, you can join the Junks and 106.7 The Fan for our summer dress party Saturday, July 14th at Whitlow's on Wilson, starting at 4 p.m. sharp. Whitlow's on Wilson, where it's good times with good friends. Get your details online at thefandc.com/summer. July 14th, not that far away. Make your plans.
How are the invites looking so far with the news babes?
We're coming along. I don't know if we mentioned it on air, but I believe Melissa Millay will be there.
Nice.
Believe Annie Yu will be there.
Love her.
Sarah's a no-go.
Sarah Simmons?
Yes.
Oh, disappointed.
She's going to be out of town.
Okay. All right.
And then waiting to hear back from others, and I still have a couple other news outlets to hit up.
Nice.
Mooch is large.
All right.
But I think Fox 5 will represent.
Yeah, they usually do.
I messaged Erin, but she hasn't gotten back to me yet, but I'm pretty sure that's a big event for Fox 5.
Right. Well, of course, we got to make sure everybody at NBC Sports Washington feels welcome as well.
Exactly.
So make sure you reach out.
Well, not the guys.
Yeah, the guys.
They're welcome.
Just the girls.
Guys can be welcome.
We're
not going to turn them away. If, like, Jenks or Travis Thomas shows up there, they're welcome.
Yeah, that's fine.
And they're going to be here at 9 a.m. in studio with us.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cakes
they're not as fun, they're not as fun to look at.
I'm just a nice guy. I'm welcoming everybody in.
I'm guessing we're not going to hear from Erica Gonzalez.
She usually
gives us the Heisman.
No, we'll hear, but she'll have some excuse.
Yeah, she won't go. She doesn't get sized.
As long as you throw out the invite, that's all that matters. Not everybody can love you.
That's right.
Easy.
You have to cast a wide net.
Right, exactly.
This is the widest net possible.
I keep telling that to AWOD.
Same right. Same creepy email, every single news page.
Copy and paste it and send it out to as many people as possible.
I try to personalize it so they feel special.
Yeah, well, all right. That's what you should do. If it seems like a form letter, they're definitely not going to be sized.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's bounce some of these calls here.
We got a few. The callers are responding.
People want to chime in. We appreciate that. It's open line Thursday. We do have somewhat of a packed show, as Cakes mentioned. We have John Ronstein at 8, Eddie Matz at 8:20. And then, of course, we're going to have Jenks and Travis Thomas in studio talk about their new show that they have over with our friends at NBC Sports Washington.
Yep, DC Sports Live.
Let's go to Chad in Arlington. Chad, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
Good morning, boys. How are you doing this morning?
Hello.
Doing well.
Excellent. So I guess my first question I wanted to for Lurch, what golf shoes are you using this season, my friend?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Do you upgrade your shoes every year?
I try to, because I have a good relationship with Puma, my man Puma Pete. I like to wear the Ignites. So whatever the 2018 line of Ignites are.
Why? What are you into, so Chad?
But I'm not opposed to other brands.
I got some Echoes actually this year. They were I was at the outlet store in I think Oxon Hill, and they were on sale. And you know, they go right from the course to the clubhouse to the car. They're pretty.
I like your outlet shopping hustle, my friend. No,
me
now,
too.
That I is approve. Right over by MGM National Harbor.
I got a kid and two on the way, and college is expensive.
Yeah,
right
sure.
Here, so I got to
check out the also, check out the Puma Ignite Power Sports because they're hybrid, so you can wear them just as like I'm walking around shoes or on the golf course. Very, very comfortable. Come in a variety of colors. Love them.
Chad, where are you from originally?
Canada. I'm from Mississauga.
Gotcha, right? You didn't pick that up?
Is that Ontario? Ontario?
What? I didn't hear that.
Is that in Ontario?
It's right across the river from Detroit.
Ah, okay.
So who's the most famous hockey player from your town?
Oh, there has to be a boatload, right?
I just need the most famous.
The famous, like relatively close, would probably from Ontario is obviously Gretzky.
Okay.
Yzerman is actually born from in the area. He's a big name, so
yeah, you
claim
we got
a lot of those boys up.
Okay,
claim him all you want.
Very cool, very cool. All right, thank you, Chad. Appreciate it, buddy.
Chad sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say so. NBA draft. I went to Michigan. Huge Michigan man. Wagner, where do you guys think he's going to go?
Mo Wagner.
Probably late first, maybe early second.
That's what I was thinking. He'd go to like 2021, but that guy, man, he is going to be good. His draft stock improved run to the final.
And he fits the mold of the stretch four, which every team likes to have. A kid can go out there and hit threes.
Not only that, but honestly, I think he can fit on any team in the league right now. There's obviously better guys in the draft, but Wagner, he's going to be one of those guys who, in 5, 7, 8, 9 years, going to say he was a good draft pick.
I think he's a good player.
Drabby, he's not the big stiff white guy that gave the girl herpes or whatever.
No,
right?
That's remember? Isaac Hotz.
Oh, that's Isaac Hotz.
That's from Purdue.
I was asking.
Yeah, he's playing in the World Cup
Don't
later.
Kill me.
Right.
All right.
No Michigan man would ever do that.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it, buddy.
We need Juwan Howard. Believe he went to Michigan. I believe, allegedly, there were herpes allegations there.
Old herpes simplex.
Way back in the day.
Let's go to Mo, Centerville. Mo, what's up, man?
Morning, Jones. How are you?
Hey, doing great. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Mo.
Doing well, guys. I just want to talk about some World Cup action. I don't know if you guys noticed, but this is the first World Cup that I noticed. There's lots of parity. I mean, you got small countries going toe-to-toe with the big boys. We got Mexico beating the world champion Germany. We got Colombia losing to Japan. We got Iceland, who's like the size of Maine, going toe to toe with Argentina and tying them.
Right.
This is very exciting. This is unprecedented.
Well, let's not act like Mexico is some tiny postage stamp country. I mean, that's a pretty large country with some good soccer.
All right, maybe not
Mexico,
but the other
Iceland, sure, that makes
great
sense.
Example.
Sure.
Switzerland ties Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You're right. There's a lot of parity so far.
And how do you guys feel about the U.S. hosting 2026? I don't know about you. This is the first time they host since 1994. We're going to host 80% of the games. Even FedEx Field is going to host the semifinals. New York is going to host the finals. I'm super excited
about this. Has that been announced? Is FedEx definitely hosting the semifinals?
It's official.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that. Well, I just hope I'm alive in 2026.
That's all we're hoping for.
So I'm not thinking that far down the road.
I take nothing for granted. Certainly not being around in 2026.
Anything can happen in 8 years.
Look, I mean, the odds are that you'll still be around, but you never.
Odds are getting slimmer the older we get.
That's right.
That is true.
Let's go to Dominic, Ohio. Dominic, what's up, man? You're all in the Junks.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, just wanted to piggyback on Jerry Lewis' comments about LeBron kind of getting a pass in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's a very over-covered story here for obvious reasons, and he's dead on. I mean, he's getting a pass from basically all of Ohio. Everybody kind of views him as this, like, Herculean demigod. And at this point, everybody's like, you know what? We understand. He kind of deserves better. And there's a pretty growing sentiment that if the team doesn't improve with a Kawhi or a PG or something like right. that, they want him to go somewhere else to go and vanquish this foe in Golden State. And they want him to get more titles because he deserves it.
Oh.
And so that's kind of the feeling in Ohio.
And if you're LeBron,
that's a 180, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's only because they brought the championship.
Yeah, well, because they won. And if you're LeBron, do you really feel like feuding with the owner? Do you feel like feuding with
Dan
Gilbert
all the time? He doesn't like him anyway. He doesn't like him.
How could you like him?
You want to rid yourself of that.
Yeah. All right.
But, yeah, that's the feeling in OH.
Yeah, gotcha.
I can see that.
Thank you, Dominic. Appreciate it, buddy.
I can see that.
No problem, guys. Have a good show.
All right, you too. Let's go to...
I mean, because look, the Kyrie thing didn't work out. He wanted out. Isaiah Thomas, they brought him in. That didn't work out. They brought in all these other characters in the middle of the season. That didn't work out. I mean, he didn't have a number two true superstar. I'm not going to consider Kevin Love a true two superstar. So, yeah, I can see that. I can see what Cleveland giving a pass.
Look, in 2 years, if say, and I don't think this is going to happen, say the Capitals just implode and they're terrible in the next two years from now. And Ovi's at on the last year of his current deal, which I believe extends 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to management and says, I want out. I want to be traded. This team's a mess. He brought a Stanley Cup here. I wouldn't be mad if he made that request. I would be able to live with it. I'd be able to process it. I'd be able to do it because they won the title.
You've been wearing a lot of Stanley Cup gear lately.
Every day.
Of course I have. Yeah. Why
every
wouldn't
day
I?
He you know is.
What? You got and a lot of it.
I need more. I'm going to
get
more.
That's up to you.
I'm going to buy more.
You can easily do it.
More better than less.
Let's go to Mike real quick. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, junkies.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? Quickly.
Hey, man, I just want to thank you guys. I've been listening to the last few years or so and riding that wave of DC sports, and I had a job that's been unfortunate enough to listen to you guys every morning. So
nice.
We got that Stanley, baby, so I just want to thank you guys.
Got the Stanley.
Moving north.
You're right. You're moving to Pennsylvania, I believe.
So what, you're not bailing on the show, are you? You know, you can still stream it.
Well, I know, but I'm a bit of a squeaker. I don't have unlimited data, so I can't stream you guys in the car every day.
Well, okay, you can't do that, but you can podcast it. There are a variety of ways you can listen to the show.
Yep, you can download the all-new radio.com app and stream us anytime, anywhere in the U.S., my friend.
What part of Pennsylvania moving to?
Get a better data plan.
Chambersburg, Lurch.
Chambersburg. I spent a lot of time in Chambersburg for softball tournaments.
You did?
Yeah, it's just right over the Maryland board. It's not that far, actually.
Got it.
It's probably an hour and 20 minutes, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, just far enough to be outside of radio range, so.
Yeah, well, you'll figure it out.
I can tell you this, Chambersburg is hectic.
It's not too bad. I'm in a nice part.
You know what? I bet his mortgage is a lot lower in Chambersburg than it is
in
D.C.
Than it is in Rockville?
Yeah,
no doubt about that.
All right, thank you, Mike. I'm going to predict you figure it out.
Yeah, you're going to make it work.
I'm going to predict you make it work.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to pull a Valdez-like hook. Going to find some sort of end around.
He's going to do something. He'll listen to it on his computer or something. It doesn't have to always be on your phone. There are other ways.
The callers were good.
Not bad.
Let's keep going then.
Not bad.
Actually, we got Rothstein next.
John Rothstein is going to join us next. Talk some NBA draft from CBS Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.